This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 13th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a pleasant evening across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying mild temperatures, while Haifa has a gentle breeze, a lovely night for those stepping out. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports, just in that Israel has hit Hezbollah's terror infrastructure in southern Lebanon. Hezbollah vows to continue its fight. Also, from Ynet, earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu secretly visited the UAE during the ongoing conflict with Iran. He met with UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed in a diplomatic breakthrough. Also this hour, I-24 News confirms that same visit by Netanyahu to the UAE, marking a significant moment in Israel-UAE relations. Separately, Axios reports that the U.S. plans to implement a strategy in Gaza targeting areas outside Hamas control. A push to change the current situation. And finally, from Forward in the past hour, a call for American Jews to recognize Nakba Day. A plea for broader understanding between Israeli and Palestinian narratives. Here's what people are saying online. I24News_EN posted minutes ago about Netanyahu's secret trip to the UAE, highlighting the diplomatic significance. Belaz News emphasized the secret meeting, noting it led to a historic breakthrough between Israel and the UAE. Ariel Osaran, a journalist, shared that the UAE's Anwar Gargash stated the UAE will defend its sovereignty. This response follows reports of retaliatory strikes on Iran. Let's go deeper. Starting with the strike in southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF targeted Hezbollah's infrastructure to counter threats along the northern border. This action follows heightened tensions with Hezbollah. It underscores the fragile peace in the region. Turning to Netanyahu's secret UAE visit, Ynet reveals the meeting with President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed aimed at strengthening ties amid the Iran conflict. This diplomatic effort could reshape alliances in the Middle East. The region watches closely as these relations evolve. Meanwhile, the U.S. plan for Gaza, as reported by Axios, seeks to alter the status quo by focusing on non-Hamas areas. This initiative aims to improve living conditions and stability. The international community remains hopeful for a peaceful resolution. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports the Israeli Health Ministry has flagged certain hair products as dangerous. These products have led to serious health issues, including kidney failure. Separately, CTech highlights 11 Israeli startups poised for success by 2026. These companies span diverse sectors like AI and fintech, promising growth and innovation. And finally, from Globes, the Tidhar IPO could be the largest on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange in a decade. The real estate company seeks to raise significant funds, marking a milestone in the market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.